It's another On This Day. It's Thursday and it's John Gibbons and I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and by Rob Gutman, and we're here to talk about everything that has happened in Liverpool's history on the 26th of March. So it's the 26th of March, looking back through Liverpool's history, and there's a couple of games we're going to focus on today, and one of them from 2014 and the other one going back to 1983. But we'll start with the most recent one, and it's Liverpool 2, Sunderland 1. It's Gerrard gets the first goal. It's a lovely free kick. Sturridge scores just after half time, and then Key scores after 76 minutes, and Neil Atkinson ensures a nervy finish, it is better fair to say, at Anfield.
It's unbelievable how nervy it gets. We go from the watching the side play absolutely wonderful free-flowing football to this is the game. I think this is the realisation of exactly what they could do this season, and you see it on the pitch. You actually see it happen in front of your very eyes, and it's a fascinating thing to see. You know, I think they just don't quite manage to pull away. So they've had a bit of a trappy one at home against Swansea a few weeks back. And it's the first time they've been back at Anfield since then. They've got good wins on the road, Southampton, Man United and Cardiff, all by 3 goals. And they find themselves stuck in the mud again a little bit at Anfield against Sunderland because they just can't quite get away from them. And it's not quite clicking the way in which it has earlier in the season. And it just becomes one to grind over the line. There's a period of play, I think, with about 5 to go where Suarez... on the right hand side, as I remember it, just repeatedly wins throw ins by blaming it against Sunderland players. and that's what Liverpool have to do, and they do it. I think one of because of what happens in that Chelsea game, one of the things that gets missed about this side is that actually in the second half of the season, when it had to do mucky things, it was actually quite good at them in different games. We're not far away from a game at Norwich, which was oft decried as being very, very nervy, and it was, but they get themselves through the last 10, 15 minutes of that, and they get themselves through this one at Sunderland. They get themselves through a really tough game at Upton Park, and they could do this. You know, it isn't all free-flowing football, and they pull it off in this game against Sunderland.